The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Hey, I want to remind you also that today is Flag Day. It is. It's sad we hear almost nothing about Flag Day any longer. But June 14th is Flag Day. It's also the birthday of our two daughters, our two adult daughters. I'm not going to tell you how old they are because that would give you an indication of how old Joy and I are. But anyway, it's their birthday. Happy birthday to Amy, who lives here in Columbus, if she would be listening. A very, very happy birthday to our daughter Amy. We'll be having dinner with her tonight and celebrating her birthday and Father's Day tonight. But it's Flag Day. And my goodness, folks, we need to be proud of our flag. You know, it used to be so very, very common for Americans to get a chill down their spine just to see the flag passing by. So much of that is gone today. I remember, and this goes back many years, when Joy and I first moved to the Columbus area. We were living in Westerville, as we still do today. And Westerville has a great July 4th parade. They do. We haven't been for the last few years, but we used to go every single year, particularly when our kids were little. And even before we had kids, we always went to the 4th of July parade. And I remember, and I don't know how long they've been gone, but it's a long, long time. There was a fife and drum group from Mount Vernon that marched in the 4th of July parade. Now, we moved here in 1976, so patriotism was very, very high in 76, 200th anniversary of the country and so forth. But if I remember correctly, and I could be wrong, but I think I'm correct, one of the piccolo players, or it was either piccolo or flute or whatever, was a World War I veteran. Now, this was 43 years ago, okay. And Joy and I had a World War I veteran in our church who lived to be 96 or 97. But this fife and drum corps, there were probably five, I think, maybe six. There were two that carried flags. There was one who had a snare drum. There was the piccolo player and the fife player, and anyway, it was a very small group, and there was this one old dude, and he was, again, this was 76, but he was old, and he walked the entire parade route in Westerville, and I remember like it was yesterday, watching them come, listening to them come, and as they walked by, everyone stood to their feet and applauded and hooped and hollered and cheered because of that small little fife and drum group from Mount Vernon, Ohio. And I remember literally getting chills up and down my body. Goosebumps broke out. Tears formed in the eyes just to see our flag honored in such a way, and people loving the flag so much that old people would walk in the heat. Fourth of July parade was always hot, hot, hot. And I remember that. I don't know that happens much anymore. I honestly don't know that happens much anymore, that people get a thrill. And I would ask you, when you see the flag go up the pole, when you know, when you see a football game And they unroll that gigantic flag that covers the entire football field. Do you get chills? I hope you do. This is Flag Day. And I hate to bring up this story, but it would make sense to bring it up now. Let me find it. I buried it way down in my stack because it just kind of disgusted me. Hang tight. Let me... I got all these stories. Okay. California. California court ruled that inmates in prison in California can have their marijuana as long as they don't inhale. Okay, that's another crazy story. All right, here's the story. Headline, U.S. soccer star Megan Rapinoe refuses to sing the national anthem before the World Cup matches. She's one of the stars of the U.S. soccer team. Get this. This is how bizarre this is. Representing the United States of America. She was inspired by Colin Kaepernick. Okay. Colin Kaepernick was representing his own NFL team. He wasn't representing the United States team, the national team, the team that is representing our country, the team that is representing the flag. I thought it was terrible that Colin Kaepernick would not stand. He knelt during the national anthem as protest. I thought it was terrible. Well, it's his constitutional right. It is, but not when his employer says he shouldn't. He's an employee. And if his employee says, hey, one of the requirements for working for this company, and that's what the NFL teams are, they're companies. They're for-profit companies. And the owner of the team says, hey, one of the requirements for being on our team is standing for the national anthem. There is no constitutional issue there whatsoever because the player has every right to quit. There's no more of a constitutional issue than if you are a server at a restaurant, you're a guy, and they make you wear a bow tie. And you say, I don't like bow ties. I'm not going to wear a bow tie. Well, the owner of the restaurant can fire you, and there's nothing constitutional there. Colin Kaepernick had no constitutional leg to stand on whatsoever. None. Did he have a right to kneel? Yep. Did the team that he played for and is hired by and is paid by have a right to fire him? Yep. This is totally different. This woman, who is one of the stars of the U.S. World Cup national team, Megan Rapinoe, refuses to recognize the national anthem or the flag of the United States. She says that she is, quote, a walking protest to Trump's policies. Playing for the national team representing the United States of America has nothing to do with Donald Trump. Megan Rapinoe is representing me. I am an American. She is representing America. She is representing me. She is representing you. She is representing all of America. And she said in an interview, her decision to kneel during the anthem is a blank you, the F word, to the Trump administration. So on the world stage, representing the United States of America, this Megan Rapinoe is taking a knee because she wants the entire world to know that she believes F President Trump. Now, by the way, she's co-captain of the national soccer team. Personally, I think she should be kicked off. That's just me. I think she should be kicked off. I don't care if she is co-captain. You're representing America. Now, if she was representing some MLS team or professional women's soccer team, hey, and if her employer will allow her to do it, knock yourself out. But she's representing the United States of America. Hey, I didn't mean to get so wrapped up on that, but this is Flag Day, and it disgusts me as well as hurts me when people disrespect the flag that hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Americans gave their lives to defend. Yeah, I am first and foremost a Christian. I am first and foremost a citizen of the kingdom of heaven, where Jesus Christ is King of kings and Lord of lords. But I am also a patriotic American, and I make no apology for that whatsoever. All right, it is time to take a break. I will allow my blood pressure to go down just a little bit. You're listening to Bob Burney Live on AM 880 and 104.5 FM. We'll be right back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live on this Flag Day 2019. All right, we're going to go to the phones, and we had a caller that dropped off. We lost him for some reason, and if that is you, and we disconnected, I don't think we did, or you hung up, call back. But let's go to Jack, who is calling from Worthington. Hey, Jack, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Jack.
I believe it was last week. A 13-year-old girl was speaking in Charlotte before the city council against abortion. And these women libs got up there and were abusing to her.
Yeah, I think it was in Raleigh. I'm not sure.
Raleigh, okay.
Yeah, but you're right. She was 13 years old, and she was speaking against abortion. She was booed, yelled at. Obscenities were hurled at her, and at least one of the women had to be removed by police. And this was a 13-year-old girl just speaking up for life.
I say the whole bunch should have been rounded up and taken straight to jail, just like if an African-American 13-year-old girl was up there speaking against discrimination, and a bunch of white extremists got up there and did the same thing. The whole bunch of them should have gone straight to jail.
Well, Jack, fortunately, we do have First Amendment rights. And, you know, it is a constitutional right to be obnoxious. But it's just, it was horribly disrespectful. And it just goes further to expose the liberal left and the people who are proponents of death. It really does expose how so many of them are just evil in their heart. Hey, Jack, thanks. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend and have a happy Father's Day, all right?
Okay, Bob.
All right, God bless you. Let's go to Phil in Mount Vernon, Ohio. Phil, is this Flying Phil?
Yeah, that's me. How you doing?
Hey, I am well. The reason Flying Phil is Flying Phil, he built his own airplane in his garage. He did. He honestly did that. Hey, Phil, you're calling about the Mount Vernon Fife and Drum Corps.
That's correct. Back in 76, you may have seen me in that same outfit there.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding. Now, do you remember the old guy?
Well, see, I remember a couple of them there. In fact, I was pretty young, so everybody was an old guy there.
Well,
they're all World War II vets, so one of them, in fact, was a survivor of the Bataan Death March.
No
in,
kidding.
In World War II.
Am I wrong that one of them was a World War I vet back in the mid to late 70s?
Well, yeah, I don't think you're wrong. I think that may have been very true. I remember one old fellow by the name of Austin Spindler that he used to play with the Corps, and we went to play for him at a rest home in Mount Vernon at one time. And he was he was up there. He had to have been in his 80s back then. So
yeah. Well, I know he was in his 80s, and yet he marched right down, right down State Street in Westerville. But you were in the Westerville parade as well?
I think so. Yeah, I played with the Corps back then.
Well, why didn't you wave to me?
Didn't know you then. Yeah,
well, that's no excuse, Phil. That's no excuse. You ignored me, and I'll never forgive you.
Oh, dear. I was probably too busy. I was playing a snare drum with the group then.
I kind of assumed that you were probably playing the drum.
Yeah. No, I do play with a fife and drum corps now. It's the Camp Chase Fife and Drum Corps, and I play fife with them. And we get some good response from the audiences we play for there. It's still kind of a mood lifter towards patriotism when we play there. And
what, Phil, what did you fly in the National Guard?
I was a navigator on C-130s.
Oh, okay.
And I was a navigator. I didn't get to be a pilot, but I got to tell the pilots where to go, you know.
Well, they couldn't have done much without you. Hey, Phil, thank you. Hey, thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it. God bless you.
Sure thing. So have a great day, and tell Joy we said hello.
I will, and you tell Lynn we said hello. God bless you.
I will do that. God bless you.
We have some incredibly unique people in our audience. Phil from Mount Vernon is a pilot, and he honestly did build, from the ground up, his own airplane in his garage and then has flown it. I think it's in a hangar up in Mount Vernon. He is also an incredible musician. He has written all kinds of music, some by hand and others electronically with different programs and so forth. And then he's a blacksmith. If you've ever been to Roscoe Village, it's very possible that you met Flying Phil from Mount Vernon. I don't think he's doing it now, but for many years, he was one of the blacksmiths out at Roscoe Village, just one of the most unique guys that I've ever met. And his sweet wife, Lynn, are just precious, precious people from out Mount Vernon, and they're daily listeners. And when Joy and I are at a meeting, if we're within, 60, 70 miles, it's not unusual for Phil and Lynn to show up at one of our meetings just to be supportive. They're sweet, precious people, and we're thankful for them. I am thankful for everyone in this audience. I keep saying it, and I know that many of you think, well, you're just saying it. No, I really mean it. This is the most incredible audience on planet Earth. And I am just so grateful for all of you. It is such a privilege to be your host. And I hope I never forget it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we might play a little Hero or Zero. When we come back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.